possibly this will be the beginning of our podcast.
Hey, Hemo.
Hey, Calvin.
Hey, and we are three beers deep.
Hey.
And we have a guest.
We have Rob.
Ajay Akin Bazitzer. That makes me bored.
Rob Simpson.
Do, 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 do.
That is a strong opener.
This is Everything AJ, the European podcast where Hemo de Vries and Calvin Breakwell discuss just about everything AJ.
Long story short.
Hey, hi. Calvin.
Hey, Hemo.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. At the time we are recording this, we are in the middle of Carnival in the Netherlands and some parts of Belgium and Germany. So it is a miracle that I am not drunk right now because well over half of the city is.
Shouldn't you be in Tilburg?
I've been in Tilburg yesterday. I kind of wanted to go there today too, but I did not manage to. Maybe I'll go there like later tonight for just a beer and then go back at some point as well. In my shark onesie.
Did you meet the participants of the Kreukenstadt?
I did, and they were a lot of fun and a lot of familiar faces. So that's always a good thing. Not so long ago, we met up.
We did, in Aachen.
Yes, and let's just say that night ended drunkenly.
And we're actually together today.
Where are we?
It's only 9. We are in Aachen at Rob Simpson's house.
Aye.
And we're here to do a beer tasting.
Exactly. I also...
So, Hemo, what have you brought with you?
I've brought some typical Eindhoven beers. Van Mol Langharig Tuig.
We will put a picture of all the beer in the on the Facebook page, just for everyone to see it.
Furthermore, I have Van Mol Toewijding. It's dedication. It's a Belgian blonde.
Oh,
I like Belgian blondes, as for the beers. And you need to turn down your phone volume.
Yeah, I'm too popular.
Well, it's just your provider. Pay your fucking bills. and we have Transistor Weizen, because Eindhoven is the hometown of the company Philips.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's that. Plus, I have a different beer, and it's like, it's made for you.
What? What?
Read out loud what you see.
Could be. Could be.
It's an homage to the Bosch Kut.
Ah, that's the Hetgen Bosch, right?
Yes.
Yeah. An ode to the Bosch cunt.
Pretty much. there is a whole meaning behind it. It's not as female unfriendly as you would imagine, but it's just in their local dialect. So what did you bring?
I brought Frühkirsch, which is...
Ah, it's typical Sheffieldian beer.
Yeah, it's typically from Cologne.
Oh.
Because I bought it from across the road. But it's like, it kind of tastes like an IPA. And it's very popular in this region. I also brought some Erdinger Kristall Weizen, which is just like regular wheat beer, like German wheat beer, but it's filtered, so it's a bit lighter.
All right, nice.
And then the best beer from the region, which is Eifler Landbier Unfiltriert. And this is very good, and it's strong.
Ah, good.
So that's good.
So now the most important question.
Which one first?
Yeah.
I think we've got to try the cut first.
We need some glasses for the beers.
Yeah, shall we get some? Do you want to go and get some?
Yep.
Oh, I'll go and get some more. Could you be the most beautiful girl in the world?
Why do you know that's my summoning phrase?
Introducing Rob Simpson.
Are you guys still live? This is ridiculous.
We're just recording.
Is this a good time to let everybody know I'm wearing a tiara and a pink birthday hat?
It's not the color I expected.
What is that, a vit?
It's a wit?
No. It doesn't really taste of anything, to be honest.
It tastes like 7-Up.
No, it tastes like nothing.
May I try this one?
Yeah, let's pass it around like a blunt. It just doesn't
It really doesn't taste like anything.
No.
I have a bottle of this at home. I got it as a present, like, some time ago.
I've had carbonated water with more flavor.
Yeah.
And it's 6.3%.
Oh. What?
What?
Rob, do you want to tell the audience something about yourself while Hemo gets drunk?
In that case, I'm on the board of Ajay Akin, and we're currently sitting on my couch, because I'm a gracious host. Also, it's my birthday today, so on the day of this being recorded, it's my birthday.
He's 30.
30?
Again, for the third time.
You are old.
Do your math. Yes, but I'm still within Ajay guidelines.
Hemo, how old are you?
Ajay guidelines?
There are.
Oh, shit.
Not for Gunnar, though. Only for 3 p.m.s. I'm sure this will get messy, like, as it goes along.
It's already messy. You are the first guest in our podcast.
Yeah. Yes!
Beating Monomoyak by one internet.
I, on my hand, went to the Agora simulation in Delft.
Oh, yeah, that looked really good.
And first of all, the event itself was nice. And Delft is such a nice antenna, I have to mention. I knew people from there, but it's like they have their nice office. And it was a nice event, well set up. So I really liked it. The food was shitty. Actually, there was no food, so it was shitty. So it was just like a real Agora.
It should have been meatballs.
No, that's Enschede. And Gunnar went here. He came to Eindhoven. Actually, I had a very interesting interview with him, but we switched the roles around and he interviewed me. And this is how this sounded.
How much is the EG podcast a practice for you?
It's a good practice in interviewing, at least it's supposed to be, because we didn't really have any guests on yet in the episodes that were released. So we did record some. It's also complicated because the podcast is in English and normally I talk Dutch. And now, events.
We have RTC Hatai 15-year dream, which is, as we found out before the episode, quite close to Syria. That would be interesting. Apparently, you have to eat dinners like you've never eaten before. Things called kunefas, as you've never seen before, will be waiting for you.
Ooh.
And I'm not quite sure what the theme of the RTC is. Anyway, next. Duke. Bergamo RTC, which is known for Ryanair, it tells me. and it doesn't say, oh no, it's about team building and organization, which should be fun. Team communication and conflict management kind of sounds like the one in Budapest in the last cycle, which was quite good. Recommend that.
Tree.
We have RTC Samara, somewhere in Europe. Have you ever wondered how to present RJ to externals? Are you still looking for new ways to attract new members? Do you want to level up your fundraising skills? Do you want to find ways to find sponsors for your projects? Then go to Samara for the RTC.
Samara, a bonus.
And if you've seen Samara's new logo, you'll see that it's really, really not VI, but it does have a spaceship on it. And you have until the 6th of March to apply. It looks quite good, actually, but it's just in, I mean, it's in the middle of nowhere. So.
It's in Samara.
RTC Niche, Back to the Future, Manage Your Time, which sounds awfully like the Summer University for Sheffield, Leiden and London. This is an RTC which is taking on time management and local management and fundraising. Sounds quite interesting. In the middle of Serbia, I believe.
It's in Serbia. Yeah.
And there will be a European night, so everyone that missed out at Agora Salerno, you can apply.
Woo! European nights. That's always a good. Oh my god, I went so. No, actually, I survived European night in Leiden, Delft, pretty well.
But was it a full European night?
It was kind of. Well, it was not an Agora European night. It was a local event European night, but it was a nice one. And there were delicious snacks. And actually, people actually cooked stuff. Quite some people.
Oh, nice. Did you have croquettes?
No. But we had them just around the corner when we went to.
Did you have pancakes?
Yes, but we also had the pierogi and vareniki and such. And,
I really want some vareniki.
Yes.
I need to find someone to cook it for me.
I once had a CD member cook vareniki for me in my house. Next. I forgot the number. Five, right?
We have from Leon, and the deadline is currently tomorrow from when we're recording.
So we're not going to mention it. Good. Five.
Network meeting A Coruña, somewhere over the lighthouse. At the top of Spain, I believe. And
yes, the northwest.
And you have until today to apply. Again, I should have read the application deadline.
Yeah, exactly.
But if there's an open call, then it wasn't today. It's whenever the open call finishes.
Moving on.
Moving on.
5, 6, or 7.
Pew. The Europe on Track Final Conference Break the Psyche in Leiden. Please apply. They need you, I think. It's about mental health, and you'll be able to meet all the people that have gone around Europe doing the Europe on Track, which is trains and Europe and Interrail, and maybe Hemo knows a bit more because I believe you were a reporter on it.
Yes. I don't know what the topic of this one will be. So.
It's mental health, I think it says. Okay, moving on, next.
5, 6, 7, 8, or 9, or 12.
We have the pre-aggro event in Tbilisi, and you have until the 29th of February to apply. It looks really nice. I'm sure when you apply, you can read about it.
And that concludes the event agenda.
Oh, the magic of post-production. You know, what a great birthday present, being the first on your long-running series of Ajay events.
Well, you're on the third episode, so I mean...
Quality.
I heard the second episode. Are we doing one of yours next, seeing as this one was on my side?
For those of you that aren't here, one of them brought three beers and the other brought seven.
Let's go for the Van Moltu wedding. I've never had it.
So something we all have in common is that we're all members of Ajay Arkin.
That is true. And as one of your board members, let me say again, thank you.
Thank you for giving us money.
It's very important for our events.
Thank you.
Thank you for...
Letting
me sleep on your couch.
I am not a priest. Stop thanking me so fervently.
Which beer is this now that we're trying?
Oh, we're so grateful. So, now we are at Van Mol Toewijding.
Toewijding.
And it means dedication.
Ah, like our dedication to Ajay. So, now, that tastes like beer. This is 6.5%. So I thought I brought a strong one at 5.1, but...
Ooh, come on, that's German, they don't make anything strong.
Except for their Reichs.
Oh, like you're both non-German, so you can't pronounce it.
I can't pronounce my R's because I had surgery, and I'm now missing 5 centimeters in my throat because tonsils suck.
This is definitely not something people want to listen to. So now we need to think about something to talk about that's contentful.
Sure, we can do that.
What's the most interesting thing you have done so far this year?
This year,
yeah.
Considering we're not even into February, I would say we're organizing a fishbowl, I want to say debate style, if you will, on climate politics in Germany specifically. We're in the very beginning of it. We have yet to send out invitations. We've just got the motto, the theme is maybe the less German word to use. We've got a theme we're going for, and we've got people we're going to invite. This is our, I believe, second time actually... in a row doing this. It was really well received last time, and hopefully this one goes off even better now that there's
and it's like open to any Asian member.
It's open to everybody in the area. It's a debate, so we're inviting a bunch of politicians and experts in the field that we decided on. I don't want to say too much until it's official.
Who'd
yeah,
do that?
It'd be a terrible time to say we're doing something and then have the theme change with guests invited.
But, I can imagine, yeah.
But yeah, yeah. It's really exciting, and hopefully we get some good guests again, and we open it up to everybody so everybody can come. Generally, we do it in German because it's focused on Germany. So it's really exciting, and I'm hoping it's as good as last year.
Nice.
So that's what I've been doing.
And when
year.
Will it be?
I believe we've got early June is right. Our time frame. Again, we don't have anybody officially set in, so until we get schedules... really confirmed, we've only got general ideas. I don't want to say too much.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a panic room for board cohesive building, and that was fantastic.
Did you do an actual one?
I don't know the difference. What I panic in enclosed spaces. I'm claustrophobic, so yes.
So is it an escape room, but you panicked?
Yeah.
So it's called a panic room.
It can be both. Yeah, it was fun. It was.
Did you do it like, was it the one by Ponstrasse?
No, it was the one on Theaterstrasse.
Oh, next to the bio supermarket.
Yes, I'm glad everybody that's never been to Aachen knows exactly what we're talking about.
Next to the theater, you'll see on Call of Duty.
Wow.
Do you not know? On Call of Duty World War II, there's a map and it's Aachen.
I now have to go buy Call of Duty World War II for this.
And you have to defend the theater or take the theater. I don't know who you play as.
Is this street in there? Because he can look at his own house in-game.
Maybe the market is in it eventually.
This building's too new. I do know there's war footage of a street I used to live on, which is just really weird to rewatch.
I'm pretty sure there was a building here before.
Yeah.
But not this one.
I mean, long enough ago, where we're sitting was part of the Roman wall of their first fort.
Yeah.
Instead of like a basement floor, we just have a giant glass floor with all the ruins excavated and lit up.
You do have a tiara!
I literally told you.
No, but the thing was like, I thought you were pretending to.
Yeah.
I think the episode should be called Rob's Tiara.
Yeah.
And that was another part of our beer tasting.
Ah, that beer is so good.
Yeah, it was. It was, actually.
I haven't had beer for so long.
Poor guy. I didn't have beer for well over several hours. When you hear this, the list of Sherman Universities has just been released.
But there was a glitch, so...
You already know them?
No. I know who the member of the month is, though, for January.
Good. It's the end of February now.
Well, they're out like a month late, because December wasn't out until the end of January.
Ah, right. So, who was the member of the month of January?
It was Franjo from AZ Zagreb, I want to say.
Yes, well, good job, Franjo. We are officially proud of you, and soon you will receive the seal of proudness by the Everything AJ makers.
Which is a drink, I believe, because that's what I got for a Vita. So, are you going on a summer university this year, Hemo?
Probably not. However, I'm probably... probably not. However, I am probably going to be a helper at the Leuven/Tilburg summer university.
Ah, this is the one... Yeah, that they've done before, right? I saw Brian shared it.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, Brian Brandt from Tilburg.
Brian Brandt! Brandt is Dutch for fire.
Gotta say people's full names otherwise. unless you can't pronounce their last name, which is usually the case.
Exactly.
I just stare at De Vries. I'm like, what?
It's
is this even
just
a word?
De Vries. It's not difficult. Well, that said, it's kind of time to end the podcast. There's one last bit where we were really drunk.
Yeah, okay. So the recording has restarted.
Good.
Emma's going to put Kin from the Devil on.
Actually, I'm not sure if we're legally allowed to have music in our podcast. And with the start of the music, yeah, the party started! And that kind of concludes the serious, sober part of our podcast for this week. So thank you so much for listening. And I hope that by blabbering on a little bit like this, you actually believe that the podcast is gonna end just about now.
This was Everything AJ.
However, as the party moved on, we did not quite stop recording everything. And at some point there was a tipsy segment.
Good evening, and welcome to the drunk version of Everything AJ, the Matis Joab edition.
Are you serious?
How was it to live in the CD house?
No comment.
Matis in the CD house.
I wasn't.
Angie.
How was it to live in the CD house?
I cannot tell you I signed an NDA.
Hello, and we're here by the beer pong tournament. And Leon, how is Lviv this time of year?
Pretty nice.
Okay, back to the other room. Back to Leon. Leon's brewing some tea. Is it green tea or is it black tea?
It's actually ginger and citron.
Do you only drink tea that's your hair color?
Yeah, mostly.
Okay. And we're back with Rob Simpson.
Hi.
Kelvin, let's just say your interview qualities are not specifically the best when drunk. Neither are mine, let's be honest about that. And completely in the interest of science, a few hours after that, we recorded some more. Let's first say, find us on Facebook, facebook.com/everythingaj. Listen to us on anchor.fm/everythingaj or find us on Spotify or any other favorite podcasting app. And let's finish tonight's episode with just a few fragments of a good, successful party. See you somewhere in Europe.
Anyway, this podcast is really great, and we're now, how do we say this? Slightly less sober. Slightly less sober.
We'll be extremely PG.
Isn't this
like Vic?
Isn't this two working groups ago?
No, we've never heard of ever.
Okay, Hemo's now telling a story.
This was Everything AJ.
Oh, Calvin, you sound really old like this.